Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
Years ago, my fifth grade teacher told us about World War II and the execution of the Jews by Hitler. I was horrified, and when I got home, I told my mother, who said teachers should not tell things like this to children. This sent me on a quest for anything and everything I could find out about the Jews. My desire to understand and help the Jewish people started there and has grown through the years. It culminated in my trip to Israel in 2009. I am a Christian, and I know that the Bible wants us to support Israel, and I always will. Thank God for my fifth grade teacher.
Dear Rabbi Eckstein, I belong to an apostolic church in Cyprus, and we strongly believe in loving, praying for, and standing by Israel. Before I became a Christian, I didn't think too much about Israel. But now, reading my Bible daily, I find that Scripture is like a special back door that has opened up to show me the life, history, and faith of the Jewish people. And over the course of 10 or more years of study, I find that my thoughts have changed. I've become more involved with Israel and very concerned about its struggles. God bless Israel.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.